A Hundred Years' War, the Crecy Period, the March to Perigueux. Within 10 days of the Battle of Bergerac, a fresh French army was being formed. The Duke of Bourbon arrived to take up his command in Languedoc in September of 1345. He immediately began to recruit people in the area, actually extended the recruitment through September into October. All the soldiers could be found in the seneschals of Beaucaire, Carcassonne, and Toulouse were assembled at mustering points in the north of the province. Most of the men recruited in Languedoc were directed there from their mustering points. They joined forces in the field outside the walls with the army which had been operating in the Sontage under Louis of Poitiers, with the survivors of Bergerac commanded by Bertrand Desile, and the fresh troops raised in more distant provinces as France as well, mainly coming from Burgundy and Auvergne. The overall direction of affairs was placed in the hands of John, the Duke of Normandy, the heir to the throne, the Dauphin. Henry of Lancaster remained at Bergerac for over 2 weeks, resting his men, importantly distributing the spoils of war, which ups morale, and mopping up fortified places within easy reach. These included most of the castles and bastides of southern Perigord. The French inhabitants, according to French officials, were paralyzed with fear. No one resisted. On September the 10th, 1345, Henry divided his forces. 1,500 men were left to hold Bergerac under the command of Albert's brother, Bertrand Aziz, and, of course, Berard. The second, which is, of course, the rest, 2,100 men-at-arms and 4,000 to 6,000 foot soldiers, as well as mounted archers, marched north under Henry of Lancaster to the town of Musidane. There, the Anglo-Gascons maintained an isolated garrison for more than 3 years. Then Henry turned east and marched towards Perigueux, the capital, the province capital. Now, the defenses at Perigueux were even worse condition than those at Bergerac. Like a number of towns in central and southern France, Perigueux was a double city with two entirely different independent systems of fortification. The city to the west had its origins in the old Roman town. It was a geometrical grid of streets around the Church of Saint-Étienne, which was a cathedral at that time. The castle of the Counts of Perigord and the remains of the old Roman amphitheater were defended by a low, crumbling Roman wall that dated from the 3rd century A.D., and the French had only done a few modern improvements. This is an area of France that was not really suffering very much, but incredibly, the 3rd century A.D. fortifications. The larger, more densely populated Puy de Saint-Front in the east was an organic growth around the great monastic church, which today serves as the cathedral. It was protected by walls that were dated from a little later, 12th to the 13th centuries, but that still makes them almost 200 years old. Between the two lay open suburbs of the Entrees du Ville. Only the accident that the Count of Armagnac had fled there with some of the survivors of Bergerac enabled this great expanse of walls to even be defended. And indeed, it turned out that the size of the place was an advantage for the town, because the Anglo-Gascon army didn't have enough men to completely invest such a large conglomeration. So they were forced to do a loose siege. That means they went prowling around with large raiding parties around the roads into the city. Obviously, they plundered the surrounding land, and they attacked nearby castles and towns that refused to surrender to the English. By the middle of October 1345, the English had taken control of a tight ring of fortified places around the northern and eastern sides of Perigueux, and had more or less cut off the city from its supply sources. Now, the fall of Perigueux would have been an incredible misfortune for the French, as great as the loss of Bergerac. Still, it was a long time before they made an attempt to prevent it. John, who eventually be known as John the Good, is not very aggressive. Certainly, he's probably a little bit more aggressive than his father, but there's really not much between the two of them. So, when John the Duke of Normandy arrived in the Angoulême in the first half of September 1345 and marched his forces in a wide arc around the north of Henry of Lancaster. So, he wasn't challenging Henry, he was just going around the theater of operations. Ultimately, he established his headquarters at a safe distance at Limoges. By October, he had reliably 8,000 men-at-arms and innumerable foot soldiers, so he heavily outnumbered Henry, probably 4-1, maybe 5-1. At the beginning of October, he decided that he would send aid, finally, to Perigord. So he sent 3,000 men-at-arms and a large number of foot soldiers, rather than just march the whole army there, which would have made it, probably would have forced Henry to retreat with that many men coming down. But with this number, it's actually relatively close to what the English and the Gascons have, so it's going to make it interesting. Now, Louis of Poitiers was then given command of this force, but this force also included Bertrand d'Aille and many who had fought with him at Bergerac. John of Normandy, remember, he's the Dauphin, he's the future king, followed by an uncertain route with the rest of his troops. So to some extent, he divides his forces, not in the two equal parts, but into a lesser one, which he sent ahead, and a greater one, which he maintained, and said that he would follow after them. But it never told him the route he was going to take, or what was going to take place. So we have some French miscommunication here. So we'll see how this will turn out. Now the sources for this, of course, is the Hundred Years' War by Nylands and the Hundred Years' War by Perrault and the Hundred Years' War Volume 1, Trial by Battle by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.